We're standing here outside the basement in Nashville, Tennessee, with Greg Trooper, who comes back after a long absence from Nashville. This used to be your home.
It did. I was here for almost 14 years.
And what brings you back now? Just part of your tour?
Part of the tour, yeah, yeah. It seems like I'm out every weekend and living in New York. I'm back in New York on the early part of the week and out of town on the late part of the week.
How do you contrast making music in Nashville with going back to New York? Is there a different vibe to that?
You know, I would have said no, but I believe that it's your environment is an influence, you know, and that's a different environment than it's here. So I think it influences the character of the song and maybe the lyric of the song somewhat. You know?
Well, your newest album, Incident on Willow Street, with the most tawdry, suggestive cover of any of your albums. Did you have to resort to this, Greg?
You know, I came up with a title and I gave it to the woman who designed it, and she came up with that, and I said, let's go. Let's run.
You know, those who have not seen it, it looks like a paperback cover from 1957, and one that you would absolutely buy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That was the idea.
Yeah. Well, we reviewed the album, and one of the commenters on the blog said, it's the lady in blue. He likes women in blue.
Good.
So
yeah,
there you go.
It kind of runs. What I like about it, even though it might be more tawdry, say, than some of the music, it sort of suits a lot of the lyric. And but you see, you got to kind of dig into the record to get that.
Yeah, know? Well, anything that gets people's attention these days is a real plus. So how much time you spend on the road now?
It's quite a lot, actually. Since the record came out, I'm probably gone, you know, 3-4 days out of every week.
Wow. And so what markets are Greg Trooper territory?
Southeast is okay, Texas is real good, Northeast is good, Midwest, and then the Netherlands. The Netherlands, Italy, and the UK.
Well, that's pretty broad territory.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, the transition to really a digital musical environment, you've seemed to have made pretty deftly. You know, you still make records, but now they're a little different form, but clearly the touring part is what pays the bills, and
that is what's paying the bills these days. And it's been a struggle, because I'm kind of doing it myself, and I don't really have the reach that I had on the label. But same token, I'm probably working as much or more as I was when I was on a label. So it's a trade-off.
Well, in the 20 seconds or so we have left, what's up next for you? More touring?
Yeah, more touring. I'm doing some shows with Bill Kirchin, which I'm really looking forward to.
Fabulous.
So I go back to New York and we do a bunch of shows together.
We're always glad to have you back in Nashville. Greg Trooper here at the basement in Nashville.